the hard way.
Blog Talk Radio.
Association. Learn more at pestworld.org.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more of what you're looking for. It's the most environmentally friendly show on your radio. Don't miss Radio Green Earth, brought to you by RadioGreenEarth.org. Every Monday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
If you died today and left your home to your kids, would they be able to pay their mortgage and yours? Well, that's what they're going to have to do until your estate has completed probate. And unless you have a revocable living trust, your estate will have to go through probate. If they can't make the payments, the bank will foreclose on your house and they will own it instead of your kids. Call Andy Curtis today. Let him create a revocable living trust for you. The cost, just $350 if you're single, $450 if you're married. And with each completed trust, you will get as a gift a $100 gift certificate at Tropical Acres, South Florida's oldest and best steakhouse. Call Andy today, 1-877-ASK-ADAM, 1-877-275-2326. Leave your name, leave your number, say Trust or Andy, and tell him Steve sent you.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Kim Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRooms.com founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the fields of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, today's show.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Vegan and Wellness. We are talking today to one of my wonderful friends, Diane Fragale, in just a moment of GRD Healing. We're going to be talking about colon health, colon hydrotherapy, and really the reasons why we have to eat well, a live food, vegan nutrition, following a beautiful diet of fresh vegetables, fruits, a lot of fiber, and whole foods, organic, if possible, to maintain a healthy colon and a healthy overall system for the body. So we're going to get to her in just a moment. But I wanted to mention that no matter how healthy that we eat, our body is always going to be, it's always going to be toxic. And it's very interesting because a lot of people don't necessarily, you know, walk around thinking that they are a toxic wasteland, and it's interesting, and it's kind of a sad thing because we don't necessarily take care of our colon, you know, the way we take care of other things. So a lot of people aren't aware of the benefits of getting colonics, which is colon hydrotherapy. And a lot of people get scared and turned off by, you know, the whole issue of what it actually does. And, you know, people don't want someone else going there in, you know, in your body. And it is a little bit, you know, personal. And you have to feel very comfortable with who you go to. But, you know, we're going to be talking to Diane, and we're going to be, you know, going through just what people go through. And we will be back in just a moment. Thank you.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
I never had an issue with drugs. I loved them. They were always there for me. Drugs were my best friends. As a kid, when I had trouble in school or issues with my parents, drugs were there for me. When I got older, drugs helped me deal with my job and get through my marriage. Drugs even helped me deal with my 2-year-old's broken bones from the car accident that I caused. Funny, all those years putting my nose to a mirror and I never bothered to really look at myself. But I finally did. After drugs helped me lose nearly everything in my life, I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatments to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Now I'm getting back on my feet, and I even get to see my daughter again. How can you ever really thank someone for that?
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Hello, good afternoon. I am Robin Lynn Weinstein. I am here with Diane Fragale. And before we speak to Diane, I want to thank today's sponsors, Destination Hope, Sound Pillow, and the Hanley Center. Thank you for joining us. So today is the last day of September. It's the 30th of September. And obviously, you know, with any ending comes a new beginning. So with that, I want to welcome Diane.
Are you
Hi,
there,
Robin.
Diane?
Good to be here. Hello?
Diane, are you there?
I'm here, Robin.
Hi. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. Thank you. Good to be on your show.
Good to have you on the show. I've been really excited. I wanted to have you on for a while, and today's a perfect day because, well, I wanted to mention to our listeners about how, you know, not only eating a healthy, nutritional, organic diet, you know, not only is that important, but also to be able to kind of work with the body and work with the elimination system, because a lot of people, you know, think just by eating healthy, by eating clean, you know, that's it, and that's all they have to do. But they kind of, you know, a lot of people don't realize how healthy, how important keeping a healthy colon is.
Yes, I would agree.
I mean, because when I started, before I came to you, I was eating a cooked, you know, I was eating a vegan diet, but I was eating cooked foods. I was eating, you know, a lot of beans and quinoa and just, you know, some cooked soups and all that good stuff. It was healthy and it was somewhat clean, but it was still cooked food. And then, you know, eventually I transitioned into the raw vegan. And then through that community, I met you and, you know, started realizing, you know, about the elimination and how important that was, not just to have, you know, a normal bowel movement daily, but to kind of aid in the process. So, I mean, when people like me, when they go through this transition, either, you know, from a meat-based, dairy-based diet to, you know, a vegan, cleaner diet, or, you know, from a clean diet to a raw diet, you know, how important is it to do this, you know, hydrotherapy using your method, which is the Woods gravity system?
Right. I would say, backing up a little bit, you know, the way the body was intended to process food, the way the natural law intended us to eat, what's happened over time is throughout all the generations and progress and advancements in our lifestyles, we've gotten further and further away from the natural law. So ideally, the body would function just fine on its own, which I believe to be true, if we were born in paradise, living off the land, eating locally grown food, you know, just picked and eaten soon after. We would probably be very healthy, wouldn't have much need for something like colon hydrotherapy. But what's happened over time is generations have built upon each other, and we started eating processed foods. We're eating foods that are picked and shipped halfway across the world, if not all the way across.
Right.
Things that are picked off of trees, fruit in particular, that is not ripe, and yet we're consuming it, which kind of loses all the benefit of ripened fruit from a tree, eating foods that are not indigenous. So what happened over time is each generation built up a certain level of what we would call toxicity. It embedded in the cellular structure and was passed on in generations. So we've kind of gotten to the point in 2009, let's say, in this present time, where we are a product of the past, and we need to consider cleansing the past. The past has sort of gotten us to a place where a large percentage of people's health is breaking down very early in their life.
Right.
So for me, for example, I was 26 years old and developed very bad asthma, was living on asthma medications, inhalers, taking cortisone at one point that the doctor finally put me on. And my body broke down at a very early age because not only was I eating a diet that my body could not possibly process, it was passed on in lineage. And, you know, my parents and my grandparents, they all developed certain illnesses along the way in their lives. And I kind of pick up where they left off.
Right.
So now at 28 years old, 29 years old, I'm thinking, well, what am I going to do? Live my life on medication, and cortisone is not an easy drug to live on. And not being able to breathe is really no way to live one's life.
Sure.
So, you know, I found this whole amazing world of detoxing and colon hydrotherapy, and then learned an incredible amount of information on what the diet ideally should be. And what I did see is that as I cleansed what had been built up over time, not only in my own personal body but in my cellular structure, I started to get better. My asthma totally went away, and my health improved tremendously. And what we see is that the body's digestive tract, you know, kind of processes food to the best of its ability, but what is not meant to be processed usually hangs on in the colon, in
right.
the large intestine. And it hardens over time. It turns to something like tire rubber. And, you know, while it may look like we're going to the bathroom every day and eliminating matter, a large portion of what we eat does not come out of the body. If you look at the amount of food that one consumes in a day and what comes out the next day, there's something.
Right.
And what's missing is hardening in the body, and then the rest of the body receives it. So
sure.
It's so important for us to consider cleansing the past as well as cleansing how far away we got from the natural law. So it's just an important thing for everybody to consider.
Right, and I think it's also important that it's like we, you know, like we, you and I, had to experience it ourselves. I mean, we had to go through certain situations, you know, they were, you know, somewhat different, but, you know, I was on prescription drugs for 17 years that, you know, I wanted to come off of. And when I switched to my vegan diet and I started eating so clean, you know, I came to you and I was actually having detox through my skin. You know, I was getting like these skin, like bubbles, like these bubbles coming out of my skin that I was detoxing, but it was like happening so fast that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I came to you and I was just like, oh my God, I need to release, you know, this toxicity. And I knew, you know, intuitively that there was this toxic, you know, situation happening inside my body that wasn't naturally being, you know, it wasn't naturally eliminating on its own.
It's an important point you make, because a couple of things I want to say about that is the liver is where medications primarily affect. And once we start a detox program, when we find things coming through the skin, it's related to liver toxicity. And the other thing that it brought up listening to what you just said is that when we, let's say the body is in homeostasis, so it's true for prescription medications, it's true for sugar, it's true for anything that the body is used to having on a daily basis. So it achieves something like a balance, homeostasis, where it's normal. And then we decide, well, we're going to cut this particular thing out of our daily life.
Mm.
We're going to stop
yeah.
drinking Pepsi Cola. We're going to, you know, cut out sugars, prescription medications, any type of
sure.
other type of drugs or alcohol. And what happens is immediately the body goes into cleanse mode. The body is so intelligent. And then it knows it's not getting that particular thing anymore. So it starts going through a withdrawal process. It goes through
right.
a detox. And then we see things like the skin having an issue, because the minute you cut something out, we start detoxing and purging, and you'll see it immediately. It's a common thing for somebody to see skin eruptions as they're detoxing.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just points right to the liver. So the best thing we could do is assist the body through the colon hydrotherapy in pulling that poison out as quickly as we can. There is no reason for the body to be absorbing it.
Right.
There are other things a person can do to detox, like saunas and dry brushing, and those are also very effective.
Right. I mean, I knew that colon hydrotherapy was was something that I wanted to try, but I was very hesitant at first, like a lot of people were, you know, when I was, like what you said, I was about 27, about the same age that you were, and, you know, I never knew anyone that really had it, that had gone through the whole detox until I really started, you know, investigating and then meeting people at the, you know, at vegan markets and really just kind of being open about it. And I feel like now, you know, I actually walk around and I tell people, you know, it is important, and I'm not afraid to say, you know, oh, you should go and get, you know, a colonic, because, I mean, to me, it's not disgusting. And some people get, you know, they have that fear of, oh my gosh, you know, where are you going and what are you doing? And, you know, obviously it's an issue of control and it is a fear that we're holding on to something. But, you know, a lot of people, I think also like what you were saying, you know, we do go into this cleansing mode. And like what I did, I eliminated, you know, my fruit, my sugar, you know, cooked foods and my prescriptions, and it kind of happened all at once because it was what I was feeling. But I think a lot of people get scared and then want to hold on to this. Oh, no. Well, this is bad because look what's happening, and I'm getting headaches, or I feel dizzy, or, oh, my God, my skin, you know, something's happening to my skin. So they go back to that old mentality of, oh, well, maybe I do need the sugar, or maybe I do need the Coke, or, you know, it's like they think that what's happening to them is wrong because of the process. But I mean, I think it is important for us to be open and kind of explain that it is normal, and it actually is our body kind of like going back to its normal functioning mode.
Right. Change is an interesting thing. I mean, for the most part, there's a large resistance to change that we all experience. And when we're under some discomfort and there's some suffering, then immediately we look to stop that.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes. We want to feel good. So, there's a little bit of a resistance through going through that uncomfortable phase. But the one thing I would have to say is the truth is that actually a detox using colon hydrotherapy expedites that. It will happen
right.
A lot faster, and there's actually a lot less discomfort, and the discomfort is coming from the body's rejecting, the body's poisons, you know, coming up to the surface. Like, for example, if a person goes through a period of fasting, and let's say normally breakfast is eaten and then lunch and dinner, so we have the typical three-meal-a-day lifestyle, the minute someone skips a meal, in a large percentage of cases, that particular person will experience some symptoms like a headache or irritability
right.
or something going on. And what makes them feel better is eating, because we're suppressing symptoms. The reason that they're having the symptoms pretty much is due to the fact that when the body's not getting what it's normally used to getting, like such as the breakfast or whatever the food is, then it goes to what is stored. So it starts going through what's known as cell contraction. So the body squeezes the cells for what is stored.
Mm.
It's looking for good stuff, but what it's finding in a lot of cases is stored toxins.
Exactly, the garbage. So it's actually
carbonic
gas, all that.
Yeah. Poison, and that is coming up as well as whatever possible vitamins or nutrients might exist there.
Mm.
And so then the body's now reabsorbing the poisons. And so it's actually very good information because it tells us what's stored in the body. If we cannot skip a meal without so many symptoms, we have to look towards some type of detox.
Right.
And so what a lot of people will find is they'll have cleansing symptoms, fasting can bring it on, or just a change in diet. And then your typical colonic will actually alleviate those fasting and cleansing symptoms. So that while you might come in to a colonic all jittery and nervous and with a headache and foggy, and there's many, you know, many types of reactions.
Sure.
After a good cleanse, getting that poison out of the body, most people experience greater energy, the headaches go away, the clarity returns. So it's very interesting information. It happens time and time again. And the pulling out of the poison, there, you know, cannot emphasize the benefit of it enough.
Well, I mean, there's two things. I mean, there's two things I want to talk about. One is, you know, the Woods gravity method, which is a natural organic approach using a flow rather than the closed system and the machine. And then the second is actually, you know, like letting people know that it's, you know, an individual thing where, you know, sometimes, you know, in a month I'll want to come three times. Sometimes, you know, I'll come once or, you know, every other month. But it's like, it's all dependent, I think, in terms of what we go through energetically, you know, mentally, what we're eating,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, how we're
mm-hmm.
how we're processing it. But we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to talk to Diane Fergala from DRD Healing. We'll be right back.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
I was going to be a lady, but ladies don't start drinking every day at lunch. They don't sleep to appointments. Ladies don't forget to pick up their children. They don't slur inappropriate things at dinner parties. And ladies don't ruin their daughter's wedding. Alcoholics do that, and I'm an alcoholic. But alcohol wasn't content with just having me die of shame. It wanted to finish the job. At the thought of that, something inside me said, no. It was then that I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to hanleyhelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Hanley Center gave me back the real me, a lady, a sober, wiser lady.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back. I'm Robin Lynn Weinstein. We are talking vegan nutrition and wellness. Today's topic is colon hydrotherapy, and I am here with Diane Fragal from GRD Healing, and she can be found at www.grdhealing.com. And Diane and I were actually just speaking about, you know, the importance of cleansing the colon and, you know, just being aware of the process that we are going to go through detoxes if we do make a shift of, you know, our diet, of our thoughts, of our behaviors, and there is going to be that space where we are going to go through a healing process, and it is natural and normal, and we have to embrace it and you know, use what we can to aid in the process. And I wanted to speak to Diane about, you know, the difference between the systems, because a lot of people who I've met recently, and I'm teaching a yoga class to a group of people going through detoxes, going, you know, shifting from meat and cooked-based diets to a more natural vegan, you know, organic raw food diet. And I, you know, I was mentioning to them about how important colon hydrotherapy is, and you know, they weren't really sure about the system because they thought that the closed system was okay. And, you know, I've had the experience of going to both because I wanted to see what it was like, because I know everyone, you know, there aren't many people like you who do the Woods Gravity. So, I mean, maybe we can kind of inform people on the difference and really what Woods Gravity, what you do. And how natural it is compared to the other system.
Yeah, the Woods Gravity system was invented by a man named Robert Woods, and he was a chiropractor, and he understood that cleansing the colon could reverse disease and illness. So he developed this system called the Woods Gravity. And it's a natural system that does not use any electricity. It doesn't use any pressure. So it allows water to gently flow in and out of the colon. So it's considered a type of irrigation of the colon. And it's as if you were to do an enema, but it was a continuous flow in and out of tubes. So what happens is, just to describe the process a little bit, if we can visualize what's going on, we have a table, and there's a 5-gallon tank of water that sits about 3 feet above the table at the end where the people are laying on the table, where their feet would be. And the tank is full of 5 gallons of water, and an instrument gets inserted into a person's body, into their rectum specifically, and only goes about half an inch, so it's really not painful or any sort of problem with that. And that instrument is called the speculum, and the speculum is attached to both inflow and outflow tubes. And so the water gets turned on, and simply because that tank of water is 3 feet above a table, the water flows through gravity and in and out of the body. And so what's happening is there's no forcing or pressure of any water inside the body, so the body will release what it's comfortable releasing. And the first few minutes of this colonic session is spent on the left side, so we empty the sigmoid area, the descending colon, which is on the left side of the body, and then the person would turn onto their back, and we gently go over through the transverse, which runs across the body, and then down to the ascending colon. So the colon is shaped like a big upside-down U.
Right.
So it starts from one hip, goes up under your rib cage, across the body, and then down. And so we look to get the whole colon. Now, what we do from time to time is we will put some water in, just like you would feel with an enema. The water starts filling into the colon, and when the person feels pressure we stop that from entering and we start letting it release. And that, again, comes through the tube. So the with gravity is a more natural process. It's not using any electricity, so we kind of prefer it for that reason, for one reason. And the other reason is that it's never forcing. There is never too much of a pressure going on, where, in my opinion, what we don't want to have happen is that matter and gas get pushed deeper into the colon.
Exactly.
Really, this really is not,
it's not
the purpose
good.
Of the colonic. The
right.
purpose of the colonic is to be, in a linear fashion, taking matter out of the colon, and then as the matter is released, we start to go in a little bit deeper. But actually, the retentions, to compare the both of them, the retentions of the Woods gravity process is never as long as the hydraulic pressure. That could be a much longer fill into the colon, and it's a little harder to get the matter out. And
right.
So I prefer the Woods gravity. I think it's a safer, more effective, and gentle way of cleansing the colon. And I only had the experience once of a machine colonic, and I would say I would recommend the Woods gravity.
Yeah.
It's true in Florida. The school for Woods gravity is actually up in Kissimmee in Orlando in Florida. And so they're located there. There are a few people around the Florida state that are doing Woods gravity.
Mm-hmm.
You can find that information out by calling the school, Woods Hygienic Institute, and then they can give you the names of the therapists that went through their school that are located in the Florida area
right.
or any other state.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, you've been doing this for 20-something years, right?
Yes, I've been getting colonics done since 1988, where my first experience was a Woods gravity system mm-hmm. in New York City. And now I've been working with people as a colon hydrotherapist for about 12 years.
Okay, wow. I mean, that's a lot of experience. I mean, obviously you've seen hundreds and thousands of people. So, I mean, what I notice with you is that, you know, and with the gravity system is that you're able to kind of control it and feel it, and you are, you know, you do work with Reiki and with energy, but you're also a massage therapist, a licensed therapist, so, you know, you can feel it, and there are a lot of therapists who use a closed system, the machine, and to me, it's like, turn it on, turn it off, harder, less, you know, it's like, it's not working with the flow, it's not allowing, you know, the own, you know, energy of it going, you know, going with that, with the body, with the system, with the body, and you're able to kind of manipulate, you know, the flow of the water rather than turn it on, make it harder, or turn it off, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a nice element to have somebody who's in tune with healing elements that are a little more subtle, and the Woods
yeah.
gravity does allow for that.
Hmm. Yeah, no, it's, I mean, I find it so much more effective, and, you know, for me, I, you know, it's not painful. I mean, I want to let people know that it's uncomfortable if you believe it to be uncomfortable because you're getting anxious, you know, if you're anxious about
right.
it, you're going to be uncomfortable. That, I mean, that's really the only...
It's always going to feel very similar to your own bowel movement.
Yeah.
It can't be much different because all that's happening is matter is coming out of the body. There's some gas pockets that people start to experience, so there's a little cramping with,
right.
with the experience of gas. It's never really pain. There is, you know, to get into something that's just a little more about the emotional or the energetic or, you know, related to what's known as chakra energies. It's the first chakra. It has to do with our experience of letting go and fear. So a lot of these issues are being experienced whether or not a person's aware
of it.
Right. So how comfortable you feel in something unknown, you know, and for a lot of us that's very uncomfortable. And it's uncomfortable the first colonic because you don't know what to expect. And then how many times do you you know, kind of go through something like that with a complete stranger. So, you know, there's a certain element of understanding that it will be a little awkward. But right. then after you get to know your therapist and you have the experience of this first colonic and then you experience the clearing, it's the equivalent of driving around with your car completely filthy windshield and you can't see.
Right.
And then somebody cleans your windshield and you think, oh, beautiful day. You know, you actually will get that experience after the very first colonic.
Oh, yeah.
It's like somebody just cleaned your view.
Oh, I mean, yeah, your whole face light.
I remember thinking to myself after my first colonic, like, I don't care what I have to go through to have this feeling, like elephants could be jumping over me
right.
through the entire process.
Exactly.
And I'm going to do this.
So it definitely
will help a person feel better. And so then it's completely worthwhile. But the first colonic, you know, it's really understandable. But I would encourage anybody to give it a try because, you know, you're not going to know until you try it. And then usually what happens is our perception and our fear and our expectation of something is usually in the most negative space it could be in until we try something.
Sure.
And that's very first chakra. I mean, that's very survival instinct that we have to avoid what is uncomfortable. But that's all the more reason to do it.
Right. Exactly. No, and then, I mean, it's interesting, too, because I know, like, the colon, which a lot of people don't realize, it's like 5 or 6 feet long, you know, and, you know, when I come to you and, you know, it's normally like an hour and sometimes it's an hour and 15 minutes for me, but like I'll, you know, I forget that the colon is literally like 6 feet of just, you know, tubing inside of my body that's full of stuff that, you know, I do go to the bathroom normally. I do eliminate, you know, 2 to 3 times, sometimes three times a day, normal movements, now that I'm eating raw. But you, when I do come to you, you know, I'm releasing that whole hour, and it's amazing because I look, and I'm just like, you know, I'm petite, and I look at myself, and I'm just like, where is this coming from? And it's interesting because a lot of people don't realize that, oh, no, I go to the bathroom. Oh, no, I'm fine. You know, it's just, there's a...
And clearing the digestive tract through clearing the colon is a fabulous thing to do because it changes what's known as our transit time. Mm. So if you eat something, generally speaking, you would like it to move through your stomach, your small intestine, your large intestine, and out the body as quickly as possible.
Of course.
And what usually happens is over time when the average person is not doing a colonic, over time that transit slows down significantly to the point that what a person eats generally is not coming out of the body till 4 or 5 days later. So a big problem is not so much that they're experiencing constipation, but that they're experiencing such a lag in the body's clearing of the food that what's in the body sitting 4 or 5 days is too old.
Right.
And the matter that's in the digestive tract is putrefying, it's rotting, it's creating a lot of health issues, and it's setting up a block where nothing you eat is going to move through the body any quicker.
Right.
So there's a common misunderstanding that colonics are something that can be habit-forming and then your body won't go on its own. And it's absolutely the opposite. What happens is if we remove that block, then everything you eat has clear sailing to move through the body.
Right.
And peristalsis, which is the colon's muscular contractions, which help the body move matter out, peristalsis is increased because for these muscular contractions to work, they have to be able to move. And if the colon is full and they can't move, they actually eventually slow down and stop. So in a lot of cases, you see people have very poor peristalsis functioning, and it will improve after a series of colonics.
Well, what foods contribute to that? I mean, are there certain foods? I mean, is it mainly, like, cooked foods, meats?
Right. It goes right back to how we started our conversation. If we were to pick fresh fruit off of a tree, living in nature, and eating fruits and berries and, you know, greens and vegetables, and then that type of food processes very quickly, and you can just sort of visualize the peristalsis can work just fine. When we start eating processed food, dehydrated food, animal protein, then we have a more solid, sluggish mass, and then that certainly will contribute. A lot of it does have to do with what's happening in the stomach. You know, ideally, if you were to eat a salad, an avocado salad, an hour and a half, that salad would move out of your stomach into your small intestine. Nutrients get absorbed in the small intestine. And then whatever the body considers waste, it moves along into your large intestine. So anything in the large intestine the body considers complete garbage and
right.
would like it out as soon as possible.
Push it out.
So
we're going to take a really quick break, and when we get back, we're going
to
continue this. We'll be back with Diane, GRD Healing. I'm Robin. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
I was you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. I started out in junior high with beer and kicked into high gear in college. Booze, acid, speed, coke, you name it. When I'd hear an ad like this, I'd joke, sounds good to me. Yeah, I was you. When my wife left me, I laughed it off. When my friends wouldn't return my calls, that was cool. When work told me I was done there if I didn't get right, I went home and got loaded. One night, I decided there were two ways I could go with my life. I could end it, or I could change it. I thought long and hard about that one. I went to Hanley Center right after that.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
I was you. Today, I'm glad I'm me.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Wake me up when September ends. So I guess I'm waking up. Tomorrow is going to be the first day of October, so it's kind of exciting. New changes happening. I feel it already. I feel that the energy is shifting, a lot of things happening fast. But Diane Fragal from GRD Healing is here. And speaking of addictions, like the Hanley Center was, you know, that message of addictions, food, like my last show, we were speaking about food addictions, and we were just talking about, Diane was just mentioning the specific foods that actually contribute to, you know, this hardening, this toxicity, this blockage that's created. So, but it is, Diane, it is an issue that happens with, you know, the mind, the ego being addicted to this substance of food, right?
Absolutely. You know, there's a whole emotional eating experience that we all have.
Yeah,
and the addictions, yeah, what we decide makes us feel good, what nurtures us, what comforts us. And we'd like to get to a point where we're tuning in to the food being nourishing, creating vitality, helping us stay healthy, rather than it being a self-destructive type of diet.
Right. So what types of food then can we all, you know, look to help in the process, not only getting, you know, colon hydrotherapy sessions, you know, at a regular basis or semi-regular, but what kind of foods do you tend to see that really help in the process?
Well, the most natural type of foods are the ones that benefit the most. The foods that are vital, that create, you know, the nourishing of the body in terms of, let's take specifically vegetables. Raw vegetables are
green.
Nourishing.
Mm-hmm.
They're also cleansing. You know, if we eat something like romaine lettuce, it provides chlorophyll. And it's also the cellulose is cleansing to our body. It's also providing, you know, natural form of water, celery, and all types of vegetables, green leafy vegetables. And then we could move into the steaming of vegetables. It's helpful to have a portion of our food be steamed and, you know, just slow, lightly cooked. Raw food, I mean, there's a whole dynamic there which is too big to get into in the wide variety. But, you know, raw food is a very healthy thing to eat, obviously, but there is a whole science of transition. So if we've had 20, 30, 40, 50 years of living where we've eaten a lot of cooked, processed food, it's not advised to jump into a whole raw food regimen. It's too much too fast. Nobody
right.
should be detoxing and withdrawing from anything aggressively. So we do things in moderation. So we have a percentage of our food raw. And the best thing to do is, you know, work with some type of advisor or healthcare professional and colon hydrotherapist,
right.
and then look to see what is the process of transition that benefits the particular
individual. Right. It's all about the individual, because I know that there's a lot of groups happening, and sometimes, you know, when people go on a detox as a group, it's like, well, here, take this, here, do this, here, do that, and there's no real, like, individuality in terms of, you know, well, my body's processing this differently, and, you know, well,
right,
maybe.
And it's really very important because everybody shows up with a different task,
of
a
course.
Different issue. Yeah, so that's very important. And just to add to the foods, we want to emphasize on vegetables, and we also want to emphasize on whole grains. And if we're generally eating a lot of animal foods, we can still maintain a small amount of fish in transition.
Mm-hmm.
And the fruit is something that I'd like to highlight as something that we don't want to overdo, because
exactly.
fruit is a sugar, and the body will ferment very easily, and a lot of people are dealing with fermentation issues. Fermentation is where the sugar or the food sits around too long in the body, and the body's creating a lot of gases, and there's so many symptoms that come from that, you know. And so we'd like to minimize, if not completely eliminate, fruit, sugar, in the beginning of a transition or a cleanse
exactly.
or a detox program.
Right.
So then eventually we'll put fruit back into the diet when symptoms diminish. Another problem is that the fruit sugar creates a lot of cravings, and then
right.
the person's best intentions of trying to eat healthy are out the window.
Right, they end up eating more and wanting more, and yeah, it just stems
right.
from there. I mean, and then the bloating, and then, you know, the dizziness, and then, you know, yeah, they feel like they need something heavier because they're all, you know...
Right,
all
and
over
in
the
large
place.
Part, a lot of carbonic gas, which will occur from fermentation, will create issues of depression and anxiety, because the carbonic gas, which is considered a poison in the body, affects the nervous system very adversely. So we want good nervous systems, especially in this time that we're all living in. We need a strong, healthy nervous system to get us through stress. And we want to really minimize the amount of gas and poison in the body. And nothing gets it out faster than a colonic
exactly.
or a good sauna, a good sweat.
Yeah,
good
sweating,
sauna is
exercise,
a very helpful
yoga.
Too.
Exactly. Well,
mm-hmm.
we have about a minute, 2 minutes left, but I want to mention again Diane Fregal from GRD Healing. And again, that's www.grdhealing.com. And if you want, you can get in touch with her, 917-674-2746. She's in South Beach, and, you know, she's just a wonderful person to talk to, hang out with, get a session with. And my website is www.yogadivine.com. You can reach me at yogadivine@yahoo.com. And again, I want to thank Diane again for taking time to discuss colon hydrotherapy. And I look forward to, you know, going on my journey still with you and just kind of learning more from you and experiencing, you know, this beautiful process going through it with you. I want to thank you very much for being there for me. And thank you so much. I hope you all have a great transition into October and have a beautiful evening. Namaste. Be well.
Thank you, Rob.
Bye.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Love is love.